Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and a new album featuring one of my favorite choral composers, James Whitborn, and an equally splendid choir, the Westminster Williamson Voices, under the direction of James Jordan. More about all these folks in a minute. First, here's a bit more of that opening music to Caroli, Music for Christmas. English composer James Whitborn graduated from Oxford. He then moved on to the BBC, for whom he has worked as a composer, conductor, producer, and presenter. His work with the BBC informs how he thinks about the relationship with audiences, broadcast audiences in the case of working for the BBC, but also live audiences as a composer. His music quickly establishes a very direct connection with the listeners, and I suspect it does so with the performers as well. The Observer newspaper described him as a truly original communicator in modern British choral music, and that quote captures two of the most important things about his music. It is at once identifiably modern, and at the same time, it really communicates. This is especially evident in the music on this album, Caroli, Music for Christmas. Here is the processional, based on a tune written for a candlelit procession round the darkened cathedral, led by a solo chorister with pipe and drum. In his album liner notes, composer James Whitborn says, "Caroli is a fusion of two great Christmas traditions from England and America. The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's College, Cambridge, begun in 1918, has proved one of the most influential liturgical events of the 20th century, with iterations being mounted in churches, chapels, and cathedrals around the world. On the another continent, when James Jordan first established Westminster Choir College's An Evening of Readings and Carols in 1992, it too was based on the King's College services. But when the new event found its eventual home in the Princeton University Chapel, the connection grew deeper. The Princeton University's 1920s chapel was, at that point, the second largest collegiate chapel in the world, behind only King's College Chapel in its dimensions. Missa Carolae was commissioned by Rochester Cathedral for the Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve 2004, the year of the 1,400th anniversary of the cathedral's foundation. That anniversary makes it clear we're talking about Rochester, England, and not one of the Rochesters in the United States. It uses popular European Christmas carol melodies throughout and includes an introit for solo chorister with pipe and drum that we heard earlier. Over the course of the work, other familiar carols appear, including the French carol Noël Nouvellette, the opening chords from Michael Praetorius's Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, and the German carol In Dulce Jubilo, not to mention the Old English carol Remember, O Thou Man. And finally, from Poland, in the Agnus Dei, there's the carol Infant Holy. Here's the beginning of that Polish carol. I love how the opening begins with beautiful flourishes from the piccolo, passes the tune back and forth between the choir and piccolo, before allowing the choir sound to just blossom.
Thank you.
In the album notes, James Whitborn makes a particularly interesting point about what we call carols. He writes, "The 1920s saw the emergence of a truer understanding of the carol, especially after the publication of the Oxford Book of Carols in 1928. It recognized its medieval form or history, the caroli, as a dance. It also recognized that the simplicity of the carol had been overlaid by the Victorians in England with great pomp and grandeur. Thanks to this Oxford publication and the research that went into it, the carol began to emerge again as a fresh and vital form, and one associated with movement. Much of my own Christmas music stems from this rich medieval tradition, and even my new melodies, such as in the Hodier, reflect my love of medieval musical language. Here's that Hodier. It begins slowly, but about a minute in, the dance takes over." The Westminster Williamson Voices was founded by James Jordan in 2003 and is named after the founder of the Westminster Choir College, John Finley Williamson. Besides conducting this fine ensemble, James Jordan is also senior conductor and professor of choral conducting at the Westminster Choir College of Rider University in Princeton, New Jersey, is director of the acclaimed Westminster Conducting Institute, and is a co-director of the Choral Institute at Oxford. He's obviously a very busy guy. Gramophone magazine said the Westminster Williamson Voices has a tone that is controlled and silken in sustained phrases, as they are vibrantly sonorous in extroverted material, singing with a precision and finesse normally found in the best of the UK's large chamber choirs. Here they are with the Magnificat from Missa Caroli.
Thank you.
The performers on this album make their home at Rider University's Westminster College of the Arts. Their self-described mission is to prepare graduates to thrive professionally, to be lifelong independent learners, and to be responsible citizens who embrace diversity, support the common good, and contribute meaningfully to the changing world in which they live and work. We've never needed this kind of wisdom more. You've been listening to highlights from a new Naxos recording of James Whitborn's Carolai, Music for Christmas, with the Westminster Williamson Voices, tenor Eric Rieger, organist Daryl Robinson, all of them conducted by James Jordan. It's available at all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573715. The album ends with Daryl Robinson playing a magnificent organ postlude by Garth Edmondson, and I can't think of a better way to end this podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.